and with quick, light strides, he went on his way. Patsy, pale with anger, found Romula supporting herself on the font, bathing the baby's head repeatedly with holy water, bathing its eyes in case it had looked at Dr. Fell. Bitter curses stopped in his mouth when he looked at her stricken face. Her eyes were enormous in the gloom. "That is the devil," she said. "Shaitan, son of the morning, I've seen him now." "I'll drive you back to jail," Patsy said. Romula looked in the baby's face and sighed, a slaughterhouse sigh, so deep and resigned it was terrible to hear. She took off the wide silver cuff and washed it in the holy water. "Not yet," she said. Chapter 27. If Rinaldo Pazzi had decided to do his duty as an officer of the law, he could have detained Dr. Fell and determined very quickly if the man was Hannibal Lecter. Within a half hour, he could have obtained a warrant to take Dr. Fell out of the Palazzo Carponi, and all the Palazzo's alarm systems would not have prevented him. On his own authority, he could have held Dr. Fell without charging him for long enough to determine his identity. Fingerprinting at Questura headquarters would have revealed within 10 minutes if Fell was Dr. Lecter. PFLP DNA testing would confirm the identification. All those resources were denied to Patsy now. Once he decided to sell Dr. Lecter, the policeman became a bounty hunter, outside the law and alone. Even the police snitches under his thumb were useless to him because they would hasten to snitch on Patsy himself. The delays frustrated Patsy, but he was determined. He would make do with these damned gypsies. "Would Gnocco do it for you, Romula? Can you find him?" They were in the parlor of the borrowed apartment on the Via dei Bardi, across from the Palazzo Carponi, 12 hours after the debacle in the Church of Santa Croce. A low table lamp lit the room to waist height. Above the light, Patsy's black eyes glittered in the semi-dark. "I'll do it myself, but not with the baby," Romula said. "But you have to give me..." "No, I can't let him see you twice. Would Gnocco do it for you?" Romula sat bent over in her long bright dress, her full breasts touching her thighs, with her head almost to her knees. The wooden arm lay empty on a chair. In the corner sat the older woman, possibly Romula's cousin, holding the baby. The drapes were drawn. Peering around them through the smallest crack, Patsy could see a faint light high in the Palazzo Carponi. "I can do this. I can change my look until he would not know me. I can." "No." "Then Esmeralda can do it."
"No."
This voice from the corner, the older woman speaking for the first time.
"I'll care for your baby, Romula, until I die. I will never touch Shaitan."
Her Italian was barely intelligible to Patsy. "Sit up, Romula," Patsy said. "Look at me." "Would Gnocco do it for you?" "Romula, you're going back to Solitiano tonight. You have 3 more months to serve. It's possible that the next time you get your money and cigarettes out of the baby's clothes, you'll be caught. I could get you 6 months additional for that last time you did it. I could easily have you declared an unfit mother. The state would take the baby. But if I get the fingerprints, you get released. You get 2 million lire, and your record disappears. And I help you with Australian visas.
Would Gnocco do it for you?"
She did not answer.
"Could you find Gnocco?"
Patsy snorted air through his nose.
"Senti.
Get your things together. You can pick up your fake arm at the property room in 3 months or sometime next year. The baby will have to go to the foundling hospital. The old woman can call on it there."
"It. Call on it, Commendatore. His name is..."
She shook her head, not wanting to say the child's name to this man. Romula covered her face with her hands, feeling the 2 pulses in her face and hands beat against each other, and then she spoke from behind her hands.
"I can find him."
"Where?" "Piazza Santo Spirito, near the fountain. They build a fire and somebody will have wine."
"I'll come with you."
"Better not," she said. "You'd ruin his reputation. You'll have Esmeralda and the baby here. You know I'll come back." The Piazza Santo Spirito, an attractive square on the left bank of the Arno, gone seedy at night, the church dark and locked at that late hour, noise and steamy food smells from Casalinga, the popular trattoria. Near the fountain, the flicker of a small fire and the sound of a gypsy guitar played with more enthusiasm than talent. There is one good fado singer in the crowd. Once the singer is discovered, he is shoved forward and lubricated with wine from several bottles. He begins with a song about fate, but is interrupted with demands for a livelier tune. Roger Leduc, also known as Gnome,